This is your friend John Walden again. Have you ever noticed a verse in the Bible that talks about a bag with holes in it? Well, there is such a verse. In the little prophecy of Haggai, close to the close of the Old Testament, chapter 1 and verse 6, I read, "Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." Something was wrong. The thing that was wrong was, ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. When ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and so on. These people were working hard. They were earning wages. And then they were putting it into a bag with holes in it. Not a very sensible way to do, and yet many people are doing that today. If you are earning wages, if you are earning money, if you are accumulating simply for yourself, you're putting your possessions into a bag with holes in it. Well, how is that? If it isn't for me, then who is it for? Well, if you're not a Christian, let me tell you first of all, what I have to say is not to you, because you couldn't give anything to the Lord. There may be some churches and some preachers who would accept it, but you couldn't give it to the Lord. Why not? Well, we're told that in the first century, they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing of the Gentile. And we're told it is more blessed to give than to receive. And God is not going to let you be more blessed than he is. If you're not willing to receive God's gift, then you can't give anything to God. God wants to give you eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. If you don't receive God's gift, you can't give anything to him. But many of you who are listening have received God's gift. You have accepted Christ as your Savior. You have eternal life as a gift from God. Now God says, I'd like to have you give to me. Remember that it must be given to the Lord if it really counts, not just to some person, some favorite, or someone for whom you feel sorry, but given because you love the Lord. Now the Lord says, if you just keep for yourself all that you get, you're only interested in yourself, you're interested in accumulating and making yourself comfortable, he says, you're putting your wages into a bag with holes. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, the Lord Jesus taught, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, nor thieves break through, nor steal. There's no safe place on earth to put your possessions, but when you receive Christ as your Savior, then you have the privilege, and it is a privilege. God doesn't need anything that you and I have. He says, the gold and the silver is mine, saith the Lord, the cattle on the thousand hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but he is pleased to give you and me as Christians the privilege of sharing with him and in his work, the privilege of supporting the work of the Lord. And when we learn to do this, we learn that he multiplies what we put into his hands, that he takes what we give him as a savor of a sweet smell, and he lays us up for our blessing in eternity. Do you know anything about this? Or have you been earning wages to put it into a bag with holes? What will you have left at the end of your lifetime? Where are your treasures? For where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. Father, we thank thee for thy giving. Lord Jesus, we thank thee that thou hast given so much thyself for us. Help us then who know thee to be glad to do what we can for thee. Help those who are not saved to receive thy great gifts in Jesus' name. Amen.